Surah Al-Kahf, verses 32 to 44.
Iman and righteous deeds over wealth and worldly status. Since the above request stemmed from the very misconception that affluence and worldly status demand superiority and preference. Consequently, the haughty disbelievers felt it below their status to be seated side by side with sincere and devoted destitute Muslims. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واضرب لهم مثل الرجلين جعلنا واضرب لهم مثل الرجلين. And in order to highlight the fleeting and perishable nature of this world and the everlastingness of the bliss of the hereafter, Allah تبارك وتعالى says, recite to them the condition of two men, مثل الرجلين. Who are these two men? Two men who were connected to one another either through family ties or through some other form of association. And relate the story so that the misconception of the disbelievers would be dispelled and so that the sincere believers could be comforted. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابِ. One of them, he was the kafir, irreligious, we provided him with two vineyards, جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابِ, two gardens of grapes, two vineyards. وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلِ, and we surrounded them with date palms. وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا, and we placed a field of grain in between. كِلْتَ الْجَنَّتَيْنِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا, each garden produced its fruit in full. وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا, it never failed to yield the best harvest every season. وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا, and we even made a river gush forth in the midst of them. وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرٌ, and he had other forms of wealth too. فَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُ, so once during the course of a conversation with his companion, the other person, he said to him, أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا, I am wealthier than you. وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا, and more prominent in number. My group is bigger. I have more people around me. I have more wealth. So though you claim that I am upon falsehood and you are upon truth, our outward condition reveals another story. Had I been upon falsehood and you upon truth, our outer conditions would have been the opposite. So he refuted. He said, would Allah confer favors upon one who believes in idols and deny it to one who is dutiful and obedient to him? So his companion was a believer. Ayah 35. وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ, and taking his companion along into his estate, and whilst affirming his condition of kufr, وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِي, whilst affirming his condition of kufr and disbelief, I reject Allah, he entered his garden, his estate, and said, مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا, I do not see this garden ever perishing in my lifetime. So this was a subtle rejection of the belief that Allah can override the cause of nature and subject his garden to ruin. وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمًا, and likewise, added to that, مَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمًا, I do not believe that the final hour will ever come, the day of resurrection, I don't believe in it. وَلَئِن رُدِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي, but if by an impossible assumption there is an afterlife and I am returned to my Lord, لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا, I shall surely find a better place than this to return to. So he's telling his companion, as you claim that the afterlife is better than this world, based on your claim, I will surely have a better place than this. As for Allah approving of me, the fact that he has showered all blessings on me here establishes that he approves of me, and he would confer the same to me in the afterlife if it were to occur. قَالَ لَهُ صَاحِبُ, hearing this, his companion, who was on the correct religion, Muslim, but who was subjected to financial constraints and difficulties, said in the course of his conversation, وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ, whilst conversing with him, he said to him, by refuting the oneness of Allah and the existence of the hereafter, أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ, do you reject the one who created you? مِنْ تُرَاب, indirectly from sand, because you are a human being, indirectly you are from sand, which is the primary element of your father Adam alayhi salam, thumma min nutfa, and then created and formed you specifically from a mere drop of fluid. ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا, and then formed you into a sound human being. Do you reject Allah? لَكِنَّهُ وَاللَّهُ رَبِّي. As far as I am concerned, I maintain the belief that Allahu Rabbi, Allah alone is my true Lord. وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا, and I do not associate any partner with him. وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ, and since Allah is the only Lord and the one who has control over everything, you ought to acknowledge that he could override the course of nature if he wills. So upon entering your garden, وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ, so upon entering your garden, قُلْتَ, why do you not acknowledge, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ, that which Allah wills surely occurs. لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, and without his enablement there is no power in anyone except with Allah. إِن تَرَنِي, so Allah will allow this garden to exist as long as he wills its existence, but if he wills to destroy it, it will be destroyed and none can intervene in his will. And since the disbeliever took his worldly fortunes as a sign that kufr was not worthy of rebuke, and that he was actually approved by Allah, the believer said to him, "In tarani, as for you seeing, in tarani ana aqalla minka mala wa walada, as for you seeing that I am less than you in wealth and in offspring, and using this to establish that your kufr is not despicable, know that fa'asa rabbi ay yu'tiyani khayran min jannatik, very soon my Lord will grant me a garden that is better than yours, either in this very world, or if not, then certainly in the hereafter. وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, and as for yours, and he will send thunderbolts and inflict a divine calamity from above on your vineyards. فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا, so that it is reduced to a barren wasteland in an instant. أَوْ يُصْبِحَ مَاؤُهَا غَوْرًا, or its water may dry up and sink into the earth. فَلَن تَسْتَطِيعَ لَهُ طَلَبًا, so you would never be able to source it again. وَأُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِي, and so it was. A divine calamity befell his garden sometime after this conversation, and his means of affluence were destroyed. أُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِي, all his wealth was destroyed. فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَى مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا, so he wrung his hands, lamenting all that he had invested in his garden. وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا, and it lay demolished on its trellises. وَيَقُولُ, and he said, يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُشْرِكْ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا, if only I had not associated anything as a partner with my Lord. وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ فِئَةٌ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, then he had no party to help him against Allah, and so his arrogance about having a larger group was crushed. وَمَا كَانَ مُنْتَصِرًا, nor was he able to avenge himself against Allah. هُنَالِكَ الْوَلَايَةُ لِلَّهِ الْحَقِّ, the only support in such a situation is that which can be gained from Allah, the true God. هُوَ خَيْرٌ ثَوَابًا, he is the best in rewarding in the hereafter. وَخَيْرٌ عُقْبًا, and the best in respect of providing a pleasant outcome in this world. Those who are favored by him with iman, if they are subjected to loss, they will be compensated in this world and in the next. And if they are not compensated in this world, their compensation in the hereafter is an absolute certainty. But the kuffar, if they face loss and destruction, there is no compensation in this world and never at all in the next. Let us do the tilawa of this ruku number 5. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واضرب لهم مثلا الرجلين جعلنا لأحدهما جنتين من أعناب وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا كِلْتَا الْجَنَّتَيْنِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرٌ فَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا لَكِنَّ هُوَ اللَّهُ رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا فعسى ربي أن يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء فتصبح صعيدا زلقا أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك.